Today's shir is Masechta Erev in Daf Dalad. We will begin on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom of Ravim Shmeder of Nachman Amar. In our previous shir, we had discussed that there are two ways to measure an Amma, a 5 Tfachim Amma and a 6 Tfachim Amma. And in that shir, we discussed that when do we use a 5 Amma, when they use a 5 Tfachim Amma, when they use a 6 Tfachim Amma. Basically, the Gemara said it was l'chumra, where it's a chumra to say 5 tfachim, we say 5 tfachim. When it's a chumra to say 6 tfachim, we say 6 tfachim. Rava begins today's shir with a different approach to this halacha. Rava Mishmei de Rav Nachman Amar kol amas ba'amas ba'shisha. Whenever we speak about an amma is made up of 6 tfachim. The difference is ala halolu shoych hakois v'halolu atzeves. The difference between the two different amas are some are a little bigger and some are a little smaller. The word shaychakos means to smile. Atzeves means sad. And the difference is that when you smile, your mouth is wider than when you frown or when you don't smile. And therefore, what the Gemara is saying is, the am is always six tfachim. There's a slight difference between Shaychakos and Atzeves, when it's a little bigger or a little smaller, and that's what the Gemara says is the Nafgamina. Sometimes we use the Shaychakos, sometimes we use Atzeves. Actually, I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the difference between Shaychakos and Atzeves is about 2%. So the way I saw the Mefarshim, the Mechas Chinuch points out, when this entire discussion is only regarding Amos, there's a discussion how we measure an Amma. But regarding measuring Tfachim, there is no question at all. So the Gemara just said that Rav says the difference is between Shaychakos and Atzeves. What the Gemara did not identify is, so when do we say Shaychakos and Atzeves? So the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara is that the same difference, the same points that were made in yesterday's shir are going to be made in today's shir. And that is, when it's a chumrah to say a bigger amma, we'll say a bigger amma. When it's a chumrah to say a smaller amma, we'll say a smaller amma. The same nafgamina that we gave in yesterday's shir, we're going to give in today's shir. The only question is, the Rashba asks, so why did the Gemara not ask all the questions that were asked in yesterday's shir as well? That when Abaye said that by Hilchas Klayim, for example, using a 6 Tefach Amma is a Chumra, so the Gemara said, no, I could come up with an example where it's a Chumra to use a 5 Tefach Amma. Why didn't the Gemara not ask those same questions? So the Rishonim suggest two explanations. One is that the Gemara didn't feel it needs to repeat itself, even though all the questions that were asked in yesterday's shir are relevant to today's shir, and all the answers that the Gemara gave in yesterday's shir will be given in today's shir as well. That's one approach that I saw in the Rishonim. Another approach that the Rishonim suggest is that the difference between 6 tfachim and 5 tfachim is significant. And since it's significant, Chazal said the questions that were asked were legitimate questions. However, in our shiur today, where it's such an insignificant difference, the Gemara did not feel the need to start asking why over here, is this a chumrah or is this a chumrah, because it's not that much of a nafgamina. But one thing for sure, we seem to clearly indicate that we always go l'chumrah. So the question is, why do we always go l'chumra, whether we follow Abaye's explanation that it's a difference between 6 tfachim and 5 tfachim, or it's Rav's explanation between shaychakos and atzeves? So the simple pshat is that since Chazal, this is the Mechas Chinuch's approach, Rabbi Kivega's approach, Chazal didn't really know what is the Amma, according to Abaye 5 or 6, according to Rav, shaychakos and atzeves. And since they didn't know what to do, they went l'chumra. So ask the Achroinim That's an understandable approach when we're speaking about the Raisas. We spoke about Hilchas Sukkah, we spoke about Hilchas Kloyim, where there are the Raisa. Because we have a rule, Sofak the Raisa L'chumra. But here, by the case of Mavui, the subject of Amasechta, which is a Drabonon, why don't we apply the concept of Sofak Drabonon L'kula? So they answer. There's two different types of Sveikas. Sometimes we have a Sofak, what is the Halacha, what is the Din? And when we have a Sofak, what is the Din? So there are rules established in Shas, Sofak Daraisa, L'chumra, Sofak Darabon, L'kula. But when the Sofak is not a Sofak in a Din, but when the Sofak is a Sofak in Metzias, that's called the Sofak Chesor in Yediyah. And there, even by Darabon, we go L'chumra. Another Pshat that I saw that they suggest, that really Chazal established, when Chazal established how much is an Amma, Chazal at that time established that whenever we have a Chumrah, we should go, whatever is L'Chumrah is the way we should follow. Another Pshat that the Rishonim suggest is that Chazal did this because they were concerned that, and the Maramshik seems to learn this way, the Marit, Chazal were concerned that if we're going to measure with a smaller Amma, where maybe the need is to measure with a bigger Amma, we may end up not even measuring with that much. So it's bad enough where we're going to use the smaller Amma, we really should use the bigger Amma. But if you're not even going to use that much, it's really going to be an issue, and that's why they said it should be a Chumrah. Another Pshat is, as we're going to learn in our shiur extensively today, Yemitz Hashem, that all of these rules of shiurim, the Gemara says, are really halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And since they're really a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, so they want to explain that when the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai was established, it was established by saying that whenever it's a chumrah, go with the bigger amma, and whenever it's a kula, go with the smaller Amma. Meisvei, so again, ask the Gemara on Abaye's version that Abaye said that sometimes we use a six tefach Amma, and sometimes we use a five tefach Amma. It says in a Braisa, kol Amma shomer chacham ba'amma ba'shisha. Whenever Chazal speak about Ammas, they speak about an Amma made out of six tefachim, ubavad as long as shloy mechavonis. What that means, we'll see in a moment. Says the Gemara, bishlam l'rova. According to Rava, this Braisa is very understandable. Because the Braisa clearly indicates that whenever we speak about an Amma, we should use a six tefach Amma. Exactly what Rava said. And the second part of the Braisa that says, Shloyim Chavonis, what it means to say is, Ke'echad Levin Halol Shachakos Halol at service. Sometimes there should be Shachakos and sometimes should be at service. El Abaya. But according to Abaya, who says that sometimes we use a six tefach Amma and sometimes we use a five tefach Amma, what will he do with the first statement that this braisa began with, that the Amma is always six tefachim? Amar Chabaya answers the Gemara that the way to understand it, Amas Klayim, that the braisa is speaking about the Amma that's used in Hilchas Klayim. And when the Amma that's speaking in Kilchas Klayim, there, as we learned in yesterday's shir, it's an Amma Bashisha, we use an Amma that's made out of six tefachim. Ask the Gemara, how could we say that that's pshat in the Braisa? Let's continue learning the Braisa. V'amid Tani Sefer, as we continue learning the Braisa says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, kol Amish Amr Chacham B'Klayim B'Amas Bashisha. Whenever Chazal spoke about Klayim, they said we should use a six tefach Amma. Uvad, Shalem Etzum Tzomis. Again, he's teaching that the Amma should not be a tight-fitting Amma. It shouldn't be Atzevois. It should be Shoychakos. Clearly, we see that it's Rav Shimon Gamliel who holds that that the Brice is talking about six tefachim. And there, we're saying it should be a six tefach Amma. Michlal, obviously the Tanakama who's disagreeing with Rav Shimon Gamliel, obviously holds kol amas kamar, that whenever we speak about amas, the amas should be a six tefach ama. Amalach Abaya says, Abaya, correct. I have to agree that my position cannot be consistent with the opinion of the Tanakhama. But my opinion is very consistent with the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Says Abaya, Amalach Abaya, v'lav mi ikir of Shimon Gamliel the koik of asai. Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly concurs with what I'm saying, that only by klayim we use a six tefach amah. Another amri, so the halacha that I expressed in yesterday's shir, Rav Shimon Gamliel, obviously I have to follow the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. But my opinion is not refuted because I have Rav Shimon Gamliel who's clearly backing me up, who clearly is concurring with me. So says the Gemara, Labaya, according to Abaya, we have to certainly say that this statement that he made in yesterday's shir, that we use sometimes a six tefach ama, sometimes we use a five tefach ama, vada tanaihi, is certainly the subject of machlokes tanoim. The question is, l'rova milema tanaihi. Rava, who began our shir today by saying, we always use a six tefach ama, just sometimes it's shoychakos, and sometimes it's a tzevis, does he also have to say that his opinions are machlokes tanoim? And he's going to have to concur with the Tanakhama, and he clearly will not be in the same with Rav Shimon Gamliel, or can Rav Shimon Gamliel also be agreeable with him? And does, in other words, the question is, when Rav Shimon Gamliel said the klayim is six tefach, did Rav Shimon Gamliel to say that only by klayim I use a six tefach amah? And if that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say, then clearly Rav is not going to be able to be consistent with that opinion. Because rather, we started today's shir saying that we always, in all areas of halacha, use a six tefach emma. Or Rav Shimon Gamliel speaking about klayim, but he's not limited to klayim. And what Shimon Gamliel, ha'os lashminin, when he's coming to teach us, is amas klayim lo yitzamtzim. Whereas in other areas of halacha, you use a six tefach emma, and you use a tzevos, a tight one. It comes along with Shimon Gamliel, which is exactly what Rava said as well, and says by klayim, since it's a chumrah, to use a bigger amma, so by klayim I'm going to use a bigger amma. But it's not that, and therefore, two things will happen. Number one, Rava is consistent with both the opinion of the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel, because there's actually no machloikis between Rava and between the Tanakhama and Shimon Gamliel. They're both agreeing that you always use a six tefach amma. The only difference is that Rav Shimon Gamliel is telling us that when it comes to hilchas kloyim, use a loose one, use a shoychikos, and not a atzevis. Says the Gemara, if all that's what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say, and there's no machloikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakhama, he's just coming to clarify that by klayim we use the shoychakos amma, so let him say that. V'leim amas klayim lo yitzamtzim, that by the amma of the klayim, don't be so tight. Ba'amma ba'shish lamutei mai, why did he express himself by saying amas ba'shish lamutei, saying that, isn't he, what he's trying to do is indicate that it has to be in other areas, a smaller amma by Hilchas Shabbos, loy lamuta amas sukkah v'amas mavui, that by mavui and sukkah, you use the five tefach amma, which is not what I hold, and there's going to be a machlok between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Tanakhama, and Rav is going to have to hold like the Tanakhama, says the Gemara loy. Rav Shimon Gamliel will agree that by klayim, that by sukkah and mavui, we also use a six tefach amma. What he meant to indicate by saying ba'amas ba'shisha, it was coming to speak about how the Mizbeach was constructed. The Ksiv, the Pasuk in Yecheskel discusses how the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, which will be built by Meher B'Yameinu, will look. And the Pasuk says, the Ksiv, these are the measurements of the Mizbeach, ba'amos amma amma v'tefach. The pasuk uses an interesting word, ba'amos amma v'tefach, v'cheka amma v'amma roichik. And the pasuk says the base will be an amma and the width an amma, the gvula asfosav savazeres echad, and the border shall be a half an amma, the ze gav hamizbeach, this is the top of the mizbeach. The Gemara now will go and explain what does the pasuk come to say. It says the cheka amma has come to teach us the yisoid. We know that the entire height of the mizbeach was 32 amas. The bottom of the mizbeach was a yisoid, a base. The base was an amma tall. That amma was, says the Gemara, a 5 tefach amma. On top of that yisoid, for 5 amas, was indented by an amma. The indentation was an amma of a 6 tefach amma, and then it was 5 tefachim tall. Those amas were 6 tefach amas. Then on top of that, the soiviv was the ledge around which the kohanim would walk when they did the avoid on the mizbeach. Then you had another indentation. That indentation was a 5 tefach amma. It was 3 tefachim, and it was 3 tefachim tall. That 3 tefachim was 6 tefachim amma. Then on top of that, you had, it was 10 amas tall. It was 32 amas wide. Then you had the horn, which was 5 amas, which 1 amma by 1 amma. And those amas were 5 tefach amma by 5 tefach amma. Chek amma, we'll read inside Zay Yisoid. V'aymerachav Zay Soiviv, Ugvua al Sfosu Sovach Ela Akronis. And when the Pasuk speaks about the Gav HaMizbeach, says the Gemara, that's referring to the Mizbeach Hazov. That the Mizbeach Hazov was made, also the top of the Mizbeach Hazov was made out of a 5 tefach amma, not a 6 tefach amma. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that those in those cases we used the sometimes a 6 tefach amma and sometimes you use a 5 tefach amma. But what's relevant to our sugyas, Shabbos, Sukkah, and Kloyim, says Rava, everybody agrees, both the Tanakama and Shimon Gamliel, that you always use a 6 tefach amma, just when it's a chumrah to say shaychakos, we use shaychakos, and when it's a chumrah to say atzevos, we say atzevos. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Shiurim, as we discuss so often in our Shiurim, throughout Shas, in our Shiurim around Shas, and our lectures around Shas, the Shas is very dependent on Shiurim, on measurements. So says the Gemara, the shear of different things, the halacha of chatzitzin, when somebody goes to the mikveh, the halacha is that they have to make sure that there's nothing on their body. Umechitzin, the halacha about what is considered a halachically valid partition, all of them, a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. They were all given to Moshe Ben halacha l'Mesinai, but they weren't mentioned in the Torah. So I saw that Rashi Masech the Sukkah, Daf Lamed Raman Aleph, asks, why are these three seemingly different areas of halacha mentioned together in the Gemara? So Rashi Masech the Sukkah says that they were discussing in yeshiva, the various shiurim, as we will in Mitzvah Shem and our shiur as well. And when they were having this discussion in yeshiva, the question came up, from where do we know these shiurim? There's no pasuk in the Torah that mentions these shiurim, to which they were answered, it's halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. The Sefer Halacha L'Moshe explains that there's a difference when we speak about chatzitzin and mechitzin versus shiurim. He explains, when we speak about shiurim, Chalocha Moshe Mesinai told us there are different shiurim as we're going to learn in our shiur today, kezayis and kesoira or whatever. But Chazal then went and told us which when to apply, in which area of halacha to apply which shiur. However, when we speak about the other subjects of chatzitzin and mechitzin, the entire halachic issue was actually taught by halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Ask the Gemara, how are we saying that shiurim are halacha l'Moshe Mesinai? aren't they a deraisa? Because the pasuk teaches us about the shivas haminim that Eretz Yisrael are blessed with. Eretz chita soira. The pasuk continues. The gefim saying of riman Eretz zayishem and devash. Varab chana. Kol pasuk zel shurim nemru. The entire pasuk was coming to teach us the halacha of shurim. So we see that the pasuk teaches us shurim, not halacha l'mashim Sinai. So when we speak about this halacha, that the connection of the Shevis Haminim that Eretz Yisrael was blessed with are the basis for the Shiurim. So the question is, what does that mean? I saw a beautiful word from the Strikva Rebbe. When we look at fruit, we look at something that grows from the ground, we look at it as something which represents Gashmius. What the Gemara is coming to teach us is, don't look at the Gashmius, particularly the Gashmius that grows in Eretz Yisrael, as something that we just eat, something that represents Gashmius. What it represents, and particularly the Peiros that grow in Eretz Yisrael, they really don't speak about Gashmius. They speak about Ruchnius. They speak about Halacha. And the Chazon Ish used to say, it's not coincidental that specifically these fruits were the fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael are the fruits that are used for Shiurim, to show us that the real connection that we have to Eretz Yisrael is really a Ruchnistiger connection. So I saw that the Chasam Sofer was asked a question. Why, he was asked this question actually by the Maritz Chayis. Why do we say that the Shurim, Aloch L'Moshim Sinai, and now we have a steer in the Gemara. On one hand it says that the Shurim, Aloch L'Moshim Sinai. And another place was saying that it's the Raisa, how do we reconcile it? So says the Chasam Sofer, maybe what the Torah is coming, the Aloch L'Moshim Sinai is coming to tell us, that means the Shurim are based on the Deraisa, on the pasuk that we just read. And the Aloch L'Moshim Sinai comes to tell us that even though normally we say Ruba Kekula, here we don't say Ruba Kekula. So the Chasam Sofer says there was never a Havamina that when it comes to these Shurim, we could use the concept that we use throughout Shas of Ruba Kekula. He says, when do we say Ruba Kekula? He says, Ruba Kekula is by a Sanhedrin. We have a Sanhedrin, whether it's 23 people, whether it's 70 people, whatever the amount of members we have in the Sanhedrin, and we take a vote, and if a majority rules, that's when we say Ruba Kekula. We have a minyan. We have 10 people standing together. Six didn't daven yet, and four have davened already. So there we say, Ruba Kekula, as long as the rov of the people who are standing here have not yet davened, we could say Ruba Kekula. But let's say the shear, as we're going to say in a moment, in most foods, the shear is a kazayas. If we start off with less than a kazayas, and then you're going to want to say Ruba Kekula, you can't say Ruba Kekula where you don't even have the proper shear, where you don't have the proper kazayas. Of course, there's a fundamental question. When we speak about the Peiros Eretz Yisrael, that they are the shear, how do we look at that? Do we look at that at the Peiros of Eretz Yisrael? Let's say we just spoke about a kazayas. So do we speak about a kazayas that grows in Eretz Yisrael? Or does it go with a kazayas that grows where you live? When we speak about a kazayas, is it a kazayas that was the size of a kazayas in the time of Chazal? Was it the size of kazayas that are in our times? And this is the basis for a very famous machloikas. The Noid of Yehuda's opinion was that we always follow the shear that was in the time of Chazal in Eretz Yisrael. There are achronim that disagree with the Noid of Yehuda, and they have two arguments. They say that perhaps the shiurim in those times were bigger shiurim because the people were bigger. So if the people are bigger, the fruit is bigger. If the people are smaller, the fruit is smaller. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that you can't bring a raya from, you can't use the Peiros that were in the time of Etz Yisrael, in the time of Chazal, that were at Etz Yisrael, because the whole point in mentioning these shiurim is to make it easy to determine what is the shiur. If it's going to be dependent on something that was in Etz Yisrael, in the time of Chazal, how will it be easy to teach us what the shiurim are? Therefore, they say the shiurim are dependent on what they are b'zman hazeh, and moreover, not just what the size of these fruits are b'zman hazeh, but also depending on where you live b'zman hazeh. Says the Gemara, so we said that each one of the shivas haminim are relevant to area of halacha. So the first one that's mentioned is the chit, is the wheat. For what is that relevant? L'chitnan, ha'nichnas l'bayis ha'menuga. The Torah HaKadosh teaches us that if somebody goes into a house that has it in a neged tzaras, the Torah says, v'abo'al bayis, koyimei hizgar oisoi, yitmar arif. That if you go into the house during those days, you are tamei. V'ashorcha b'bayis, yichabis b'godov, v'oicha b'bayis yisigab b'godov. So the Torah is clearly indicating a difference between Habo'al Abayis, where the Torah doesn't say that your clothing requires kibus, versus Hashoichiv or Oichel Abayis, that the Torah says you require kibus begodim. Chazal explained this discrepancy, and also the Torah says the word Yechabes begodiv twice, once for Hashoichiv and once for Oichel, to teach us that even if you just entered the house, but you were there for a certain amount of time, then you have to have kibbutz begodim, even if you didn't sit there or didn't eat there. And that's what it's coming to teach us. If you were there for the amount of time of kedei achilas pras, which we're going to discuss in a moment, then you have to wash your clothing. But when is that said? That was only said if you're wearing the begodim. But if you're carrying the begodim, then as soon as those begodim enter the home, even if you were not the amount of kedei achilas pras, the din of kibbutz begodim will apply. What's the difference between wearing the clothing or carrying the clothing? So the Sefer Mishnah Achrona in Masechta Nagoyim explains, when you're wearing the begodim are not really significant. They're only something that's part of you, and therefore they're not tamei right away, unless the shear that the Torah gives. When you carry them, they have their own independent identity, and since they have their own dependent identity, they're tamei right away. So says the Gemara, as the Mishnah taught us in Masechta Nagoyim, Hanichnas l'bayis magnuga. If somebody goes into a home that has neged tzaras, the kalev al kseifov, and his garments are on his shoulders, not wearing them. The sandal of a tabasa biyodov, he's carrying his shoes, his rings, he's not wearing them either. The loch is hu v'hein tamei miyad. As soon as they enter the house, they become tamei, and they have to have kibbutz begodim. However, hayulavish kalev, he's wearing his garments. The sandal baraglov, he's wearing his shoes. The tabasa, he's wearing his rings. The loch is hu's tamei miyad. He's tummy right away. V'hein toirim, and they're tor, at sheyishe b'chdei achilas pras. The amount of time it takes to eat a half of loaf of a bread, all their loaves had a standard size, and a loaf was the amount of bread that was eaten by two meals, so half a loaf is the amount that's eaten in one loaf, in one meal, so that's the shear. And when we speak about eating a half a loaf, says the Gemara pas chitin, Wheat bread is eaten quicker, which takes time to longer to eat. There's an interesting question that the Achroidim debate. There's wheat bread, which clearly we're looking at. There's barley bread, which is clearly excluded. What about other types of bread? Some Achroidim say it means specifically wheat bread. Some Achroidim say it could mean either. Oichel b'leftan, when they're eaten with relish, which therefore you eat the bread quicker. That's what the pasuk mentions chitin for. And Rashi goes on to say that it's not only eaten with relish, it's also eaten by seba. When you eat by seba, you also eat quicker. The Ritva disagrees. he says that when you eat basebe, you're eating for enjoyment, and something that's eaten for enjoyment, you eat slower. So he says that actually makes the shear less. Whenever we speak about k'dei achilas pras, so there are two important points to make. One is there's a very big machloikus achroinim. How many minutes is a k'dei achilas pras? Anywhere from 2 minutes to 9 minutes. And the other point is, when we say k'dei achilas pras, that means, for example, Pesach by night, when we have to eat matzah, a kazayis matzah, which has to be eaten b'chdei achilas pras, that means you have to finish off the entire kazayis in that amount of time. There's a very interesting question that was asked of Rav Chaim Brisker. Rav Chaim Brisker was asked if somebody walked into a home. There are two people walking into the house. One is carrying his talis tefillin, and one is wearing his talis tefillin. Who's the person that we should let in first? So Chaim Brisker said, the person who's carrying the talis tefillin. Why? Because as we just learned in our Gemara, that whatever you're carrying still has an independent identity. Whereas if you're wearing something, it loses that independent identity. So that's why the halacha is that person who's carrying the talis tefillin, Rav Chaim Brisker said, should go in first. And now that's also based on what we just discussed, why Pesach by night we're supposed to eat b'haseva. The reason we're supposed to eat b'haseva is that the Rashi just said that's the more proper way, the more enjoyable way to eat. So that's why Pesach by night, the halacha is, should eat b'haseva. But I saw that the Gemara says in Masechta Pesachim that Tzadik Tesa Mabeis Afilu Onish Yisrael Lo Yoichel Ad Sheyesev. So says the Emor Yemes, why would I think that an Oni is excluded from this din that he has to eat Baseva? That the Gemara has to teach us that even an Oni has to eat Baseva. So he says, we just learned from Rashi that when you eat Baseva, you eat quicker. So since when you eat quicker, that's by regular people. But Ani, who's always hungry, and therefore, because he's always hungry, he always eats quickly. So maybe I would think he doesn't have to eat Baseva. Teaches us the Gemara Masechta Pesachim that even an Ani has to eat Baseva. The next fruit that was produce that was mentioned in the Pasuk was Sa'ira. What is that mentioned for? The Tanan, etzem kesaira, if you have a bone of a corpse that's just the size of saira, is metama b'maga b'masa. However, it's not metama b'oil. Just if you only have an etzem kesaira, then there is no tumas oil. So that's why we mentioned that shear. Gefen, what's the point of mentioning gefen? K'dei revius yayin l'nozer. So the way Rashi explains, that the Gemara means that if a nozer, we know a nozer may not drink wine, and what the Pasuk is coming to teach us is that how much wine is a nozer not allowed to drink? A nozer not allowed to drink a revius of wine. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. But Tosfos says, in all the other fruits and produce that are mentioned in our Gemara, the fruit is not there to teach us a halacha about the fruit itself. The fruit is there to teach us a halacha regarding something else. The way Rashi is explaining Geffen, it's coming to teach us something regarding the grape, regarding wine itself. And because of that, Tosfos learns that what the Gemara is coming to teach us is a different halacha. We know that not only may a nozer not drink wine, but a nozer is not allowed to eat any byproduct of a grape tree. So how do we measure these byproducts? You have the pits or whatever food of the grape tree that the nozer may not eat. You do it with a displacement method. You have to put that amount in a cup and see that a revius pours out. And then we'll know we have a revius of these different products. However, what type of liquid are we using for our displacement experiment? Do we use water or do we use wine? Because since wine is thicker than water, you're going to need more to displace a revius of wine than to displace a revius of water. And says the Gemara, Says Tosfos, that's what this Gemara is teaching us, that the displacement is done with wine, not with water. The next that's mentioned is pain of figs. To teach us halacha that we just discussed so extensively in Masechta Shabbos, Kegroigus Lahoytzoi Shabbos, that when we speak about Hilchos Shabbos, the halacha is the shear for carrying typically is the shear of a groigus. Remind, when we speak about pomegranate, is for what we learn in the Mishnah Masechta Kelim. This was mentioned numerous times in Masechta Shabbos as well. Kol keli b'alabatim shiurim k'remayim. The halacha is that if a keli is broken, then it's no longer tamei. The question is, how large must the hole be that it should be considered broken? So says the Mishnah, if it's a kli b'alabatim, and as we've explained, the difference between the kli b'alabatim and other kelim is kli b'alabatim are kelim that I already have in my home. And in the world that they live, people did not dispose of items so quickly. So just because your keli has a hole doesn't mean you're going to dispose of it. You'll use it at home. You can't hold small things in it. You'll hold a bigger thing. Only when it has a hole, which is so large, the size of a remine, then it's considered broken. But there are two halachas. That's only balabatim. But a keli in a store, nobody's going to go to a store and buy a keli, even if it has the smallest hole. So a keli that's still in the store, there the shear is any hole. Furthermore, this is only talking about regular kelim, but as we discussed extensively in Masechta Shabbos, kli cheres have different halachas. The next that was mentioned in the pasuk is eretz zei shemen. What does that come to teach us? Eretz shireh kazaisim. The shear is always a kazayis. Ask the Gemara, kol shireh sakadatach, are all the shirim a kazayis? Vekahani damaron. We've just mentioned, and we're going to continue mentioning, many places where the shear is not a kazayis. Says the Gemara, ala ema, eretz shiroiv shireh kazaisim. Typically, the shear is a kazayis, but not that it has to be a kazayis. So ask the tzlach, yes, so now the pasuk is telling us that typically the shear is a kazayis. But why did the Torah, when it wanted to express this, use the word eretz zei shemen? The Torah should have said eretz zayis. The Torah should have just said zayis, like I mentioned all the other fruits. Says the tzlach that midaraisa, the halacha is chotzi shear osim min haTorah. So says the pasuk that in Eretz Yisrael, where you have to bring a carbon. So there, that's where it's going to, if you did an Aveira, there it's going to be difference if you ate a kazayas or less than a kazayas. Anywhere else, it wouldn't make a difference because you wouldn't bring kabonis. But the Rishash says, going back to the discussion that we had earlier in our shir, that the reason the Torah mentions the word Eretz is to teach us that when we speak about the different produce that we're speaking about in our shear, we use the Eretz Yisrael size, not the Chutz Eretz size. The next thing that's mentioned is dvash, honey. What does that mean? Honey, when the pasuk speaks about it, is not bee honey, it's date honey. To teach us, kikasevus agas li Yom Kippurim, that the shear of eating in Yom Kippur is the size of a date. Because when the Torah speaks about the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur, the Torah doesn't mention Loshen Achila. The Torah says, Ki chola nefesh shloi su'una be'etzem ayoyim azeh v'nichr sameyamel. It depends on what will cause inui, what will cause us discomfort. And Chazal determined that if a person to have comfort, it's not enough just to eat a kazayis, you have to eat a kasevis. So back to the beginning of the shir. Here we're saying that all the shurim are mentioned in the Torah. Why are you saying it's Allah al Mashm Sinai? Ask them about Tisbra, Shurim Michtik Sivi. Have any of these shurim been explicitly mentioned in the Torah? Ela Hilchasanu. The shurim are Allah al Mashm Sinai. And what happened here was, it's an asmachta that the Torah teaches us that these shurim that we learned from Allah al Mashm Sinai should be connected to these psukim. We learned further that chatzitzin are what's considered a chatzitza is a halach l'mosh m'sinai. Ask the Gemara, chatzitza, the raisininu, the ksiv, v'rochatz. The pasuk says, regarding somebody who has to go to the mikvah. V'rochetz is kol b'sar b'mayim. So we learn shalei dava chaitzitz b'sar l'mayim, that you're not allowed to have anything on your body separating between you and the water. B'mayim b'may mikvah. That even though the halacha is that if a zov has to have tefillah, the Torah says v'rochetz b'sar b'mayim chayim, you have to use mayim chayim. Here the halacha is that you don't have to have mayim chayim. Even a gathered mikvah water in a pool is kosher for the tefillah. Kob saroi b'mayim shekol gufay oila. Ben, you have to have enough water. A mikvah has to have enough water that will cover the entire body at one time. The kamahein, how much is that? Amal ama brum shal ams. To be able to cover a person's entire body, you have to have enough water that would fill up an area which is an amma by an amma, length and width, by a height of 3 ammas. It doesn't mean that a mikveh has to have that size. It means that the mikveh has to have that much water. And Shira Chachamim and Chazal established that how much does that mean? May mikveh is a boim saw. That's the amount of water you need for a mikveh. So, but we see from here that the halacha of chatzitza is a pasuk. What are you saying? It's halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Ki itzra chilchasa answers the Gemara. We need the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai for a different purpose. We need it for the din of a sa'ara. Could Rabbi Rav Huna, Dama Rabbi Rav Huna, nima achas kshura. If you have one hair tied to a knot, then that has a knot that will be a very tight knot, and it's chaytzetzes. Shalosh, if you have 3 hairs tied together, so since you have so many hairs, they will never be that tight. And ain a chetzitza, you don't have a chetzitza. Shtayim, any idea. If you only have 2 hairs together, I'm not quite sure how to treat it. Ask the Gemara, and that's what says the Gemara, the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai is coming to teach us. Ask the Gemara, Soranami deraisahi. This din that the knots in the hair is also din deraisa, the Tanya. The pasuk, when it speaks about going to the mikveh, says es kol b'saroi, and we learn from the word es hatofel b'saroi, something which is ancillary to the body, v'zeh asar. So we already learn from the pasuk the din of chatzitza by the hair. So we're back to our question: what do we need the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai? Answers the Gemara: ki es hilchasa l'ruba ulamiutai ulamakved ishen makved. It's coming to teach us for other halachas. How much of a chatzitza do you have to have? What is considered a chatzitza? Could Rabbi Yitzchak, as Rabbi Yitzchak taught us, Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvatar midaraisa, the only thing that's considered a chatzitza, and this is what the halacha l'Moshe Mesinai actually taught us, is ruboy. It has to cover most of the hair, most of the body, or makbid alav, and it's something that bothers you. That's considered chatzitza. Ain a makbid alav. Even if it's covering most of the hair, most of the body, but it doesn't bother you, ain't a chaitzitz. It wouldn't be a chatzitza. However, says the Gemara, the gozru chazal made gzeira al rubash ain't a makbid mishum rubay a makbid, that if it covers most of your body, even though it doesn't bother you, it should be considered a chatzitza. And they also al miutay ha makbid, if it's a small part, but it's something that bothers you, mishum rubay a makbid. Ask the Gemara, the ligzer al miutash ain't a makbid. If Chazal are making Gzeiris, ask the Gemara, so why did they also not say that if it's a Mi'at Shein HaMakbid, it should be a Chatzitza because Mi'at HaMakbid? We just said a Mi'at HaMakbid is a Chatzitza. So Chazal should say that even a Mi'at Shein HaMakbid is a Chatzitza. Inami, Mishum Ruba Shein HaMakbid. Or Chazal should have made that Gzeira because if it's a Ruba Shein HaMakbid, which we just said is considered a Chatzitza, answers the Gemara, He Gufa Gzeira, the whole Halacha of Ruba Shein HaMakbid, or Mi'at HaMakbid, is only a Gzeira. V'nan Nekum V'nigza Gzeira L'Gzeira. When Chazal make a Gzeira, they make a Gzeira, but they don't make a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Because as the Gemara says, in Masech Tebeya, the Torah says, when it tells us that Chazal have the right to make Gzeiras, the Pasuk says, V'shmartem es mishmarti. We learn from that Pasuk, Asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. Do make a gzeira to protect what the Torah says, but don't make loy mishmeres l'mishmeres. And the reason we don't make is a gzeira l'gzeira. So the Sar Sholem, who was one of the goyim, already said, because the Torah wanted a limit that there should not be just an infinite amount of gzeiras. And what would happen, explains the Tashbatz, if we would start making Gzeira L'Gzeiris, there would be so many Gzeiris that before we finish, everything would be Asur. And Chazal don't want to do this. There's a very fundamental machloikus when we speak about chatzitza. How do we look at it? Rubai. Do we look at the hair alone? Do we look at the body alone? Or do we look at the entire person, his hair and body together? That's a big machloikus rishonim. How do we look at chatzitza when we speak about it? Also, even according to the opinion that we look, the opinion of the Rambam, that the opinion of the Rishonim that argue on the Rambam, the Ravid, when we speak about hair, do we speak only about the hair on the head, or do we look at the hair that's on the entire body? The Aloch Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, is that we look at the hair independently, and the hair on the head independently, and the rest of the body independently. The next thing that we said at the beginning of the shir was that chatzitza is aloch l'moshe m'Sinai. Ask the Gemara, mechitza deraisa minu. Domamar, Oren, the Oren that was on the Kodesh Kedoshim was tisha, was 9 tefachim tall. The kapyrus on top of it was a tefach tall. So we have a total harei kanasara, to give us a total of 10 tefachim. And why did the Torah, why was the Oren made specifically that way? Because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, V'aretz Noson L'bnei Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never brought His Shechina completely down to our Mechitza, and our Mechitza is below 10 Tefachim. So we see that the Halacha of Mechitza is 10 Tefachim. Answers the Gemara L'Tzricha, the reason we had to say Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was for Rabbi Yehuda taught us. The Torah, the Omar, he said, Amas HaBinyan, the Amas that were used to build the Mishkan, was an Amma Bashisha, was a 6 Tefach Amma. Amas HaKelim, the Ammas that were used to build the various Kelim, were Amma Bas Chamisha. So if that's the case, then the Oren wasn't really 10 Tefachim high. It was an Amma and a half, but if you use a 5 Tefach Amma, it won't give you 10 Tefachim. Says the Gemara, according to Rameya, that it holds the Omar, Kol Amos Babanius. They always use the 6 Tefach Amma. So then we have already enough of a source to teach us the height of the Oren, Mayik Lameimer. So why do we need a Paloch L'Moshe M'Sinai? Answers the Gemara, L'Rameya. Indeed, for Rameya comes to teach us Ki Asol L'Chilchsa. The Paloch L'Moshe M'Sinai has not come to teach us the basic shear of a Mechitza. Rather, it's come to teach us different halachas. One halach is that we say good asik, or Gurachis, sometimes, which will be important halachas as we learn Masechet Erevin, sometimes we pull a wall down, sometimes we put a wall up. Lulavud, that if there's a separation of less than 3 tefachim, we say whatever is separated is really connected. Lodofen Akuma, halacha that we mentioned the other day, that if there's less than 4 amis, a posel sukkah on the top of your sukkah on the side, touching the wall, the sukkah will still be considered kaddish. I saw a beautiful vart from the Maral. He says that the Gemara says that what's the difference between the Malachim and Klal Yisrael? The Klal Yisrael say the Shem Hashem after just saying 2 words. We say it every day a number of times. Shema Yisrael, and then we say the Shem Hashem. The Malachim say it after 3 words. Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. Says the Maral that we are considered Bonim Lamachim. Since we're considered Banim L'Makim, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much stronger than the connection of the Malachim. And we just learned that we say Lovud, says the Maral, when it's less than 3. So the Malachim, who are not connected, so connected to Hashem, how is that represented? Because there are 3 words, like 3 Tefachim. When there's 3 Tefachim, there is no connection. Whereas we are only after 2 words. There is Lovud, and we are always considered connected to Hashem.